your right to question the decision made on your claim. SSA publication number 05-10058, January 2008. The contents of this audio publication are Introduction, When and How to Appeal, Your Right to Representation, Reconsideration, Hearing, Appeals Council Review, Federal Court, Contacting Social Security. Introduction. Social Security wants to be sure that you receive the Social Security benefits for which you qualify. We carefully look at all of the facts before we make a decision about your eligibility for benefits and the benefits you can receive. If you disagree with our decision, you can appeal it. That means you can ask us to look at your case again. When you ask for an appeal, we will look at the entire decision, not just the part you disagree with. If our decision was wrong, we will change it. There are four levels of appeal. If you are not satisfied with the decision at one level, you may appeal it to the next. The levels are Reconsideration, Hearing, Appeals Council Review, and Federal Court. When and how to appeal. When to appeal. In order to file an appeal, it is important to understand the time frame during which you can ask for one. You have 60 days from the date you received the letter telling you about our decision to request an appeal. We assume you will get our letter within 5 days after the date on the letter, unless you can show us you got it later. If you do not appeal within the 60-day time limit, you may lose your right to appeal, and the last decision we made becomes final. For example, if you do not ask for a reconsideration within 60 days, you may lose your right to have your case reconsidered. If you have a good reason for not appealing your case, then the time limits, we may give you more time. A request for more time must be made to us in writing, stating the reason for the delay. When the last day of the time limit is on a Saturday, Sunday, or national holiday, the time limit ends on the next workday. How to appeal. You must request your appeal in writing. You can call us and ask for the appeal form or send us a signed note with your Social Security number stating that you wish to appeal the decision in your case. If you filed for disability benefits and your claim was denied for medical reasons, you may request an appeal at www.socialsecurity.gov/disability/appeal. Your right to representation. You may choose to have someone help you with your appeal or to represent you. Your representative may be a lawyer or other qualified person familiar with you and the Social Security program. We will work with your representative just as we work with you. He or she can act for you in most Social Security matters and will receive a copy of any decisions we make about your claim. Your representative cannot charge or collect a fee from you without first getting written approval from us. If you want more information about having a representative, ask for Your Right to Representation, publication number 05-10075, which also is available online at www.socialsecurity.gov. Reconsideration. A reconsideration is a complete review of your claim by someone at Social Security or at the State Disability Determination Services, if you are appealing a disability decision, who had no part in the first decision. That person will look at all the evidence used to make the original decision, plus any new evidence. When we make a decision on your reconsideration, we will send you a letter explaining the decision. Hearing. If you disagree with the reconsideration decision, you may ask for a hearing. The hearing will be conducted by an administrative law judge who had no part in the original decision or the reconsideration of your case. The hearing is usually held within 75 miles of your home. The administrative law judge will notify you of the time and place of the hearing. Before the hearing, we may ask you to give us more evidence and to clarify information about your claim. You may look at the information in your file and give new information. At the hearing, the administrative law judge will question you and any witnesses you bring. Other witnesses, such as medical or vocational experts, also may give us information at the hearing. you or your representative may question the witnesses. In certain situations, we may hold your hearing by a video conference rather than in person. We will let you know ahead of time if this is the case. With video hearings, we can make the hearings more convenient for you. Often an appearance by video hearing can be scheduled faster than an in-person appearance. Also, a video hearing location may be closer to your home. That might make it easier for you to have witnesses or other people accompany you. It is usually to your advantage to attend the hearing in person or video conference. You and your representative, if you have one, should come to the hearing and explain your case. If you are unable to attend a hearing or do not wish to do so, you must tell us why in writing as soon as you can. Unless the administrative law judge believes your presence is necessary to decide your case and requires you to attend, you will not have to go. Or we may be able to make other arrangements for you, such as changing the time or place of your hearing. You have to have a good reason for us to make other arrangements. After the hearing, the judge will make a decision based on all the information in your case, including any new information you give. We will send you a letter and a copy of the judge's decision. Federal Court. If you disagree with the Appeals Council's decision, or if the Appeals Council decides not to review your case, you may file a lawsuit in a federal district court. The letter we send you about the Appeals Council's decision also will tell you how to ask a court to look at your case. Contacting Social Security. Our website is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. There are a number of things you can do online. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. You can use our automated response system to tell us a new address or request a replacement Medicare card. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.